Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. Now, it's something I do bang on about quite often, but community leadership is so important if we want to create a cohesive and inclusive community here in Greater Shepparton and other places, of course. So on that note, I'm really pleased to see that the Greater Shepparton Community Leadership Program for 2022 is on and open for applications. Josh Lee, have I got that name right? I sure hope so. He'll set me right. Joins me on the line to tell me all about it. He is the coordinator of the program. Good morning, Josh.
Morning, Terry.
Did I get your name right?
Yes.
For some reason, I just had a bit of a brain fade. You know, it happens when you get to my age. How are you this morning, Josh?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm getting better, hopefully. Might need some coffee. So yep. The Community Leadership Program has been going for many years now, and you're open for applications again. Great to see.
Yes, no, it is great to see, and we've already got applications coming in, so we're very excited to see how this year turns out for it.
Now, for those who may not be familiar with the Community Leadership Program, tell us all about it. What does it involve and what does it hope to achieve?
Yeah, so as you said, Terry, Community Leadership Program's been running for a number of years, and it's a free program which can provide participants with the opportunity to build on their personal and professional leadership skills. And what we focus to try is encourage an environment which encapsulates kind of mutual learning practice and focus on the kind of that local nurturing of leadership skills within the community.
So I imagine it's sort of constructed over a series of modules. Just wondering what some of those modules might cover. I mean, one thing that comes to mind that most people hate is public speaking, for example.
Yes, definitely. So, you know, a lot of our previous participants report like an increase of knowledge and confidence around public speaking, local networking, project planning, and that's reflected in the modules that we end up covering. So that puts a focus on around that public speaking, goal setting, understanding community and diversity within that, which our participants will be either already or intend on working with in their future endeavours.
At this stage, is it intended to be an in-person course?
Currently, at the moment, that is what is aiming for. But with the strength of our community leadership program is around our flexibility. So either whatever environment's happening around, the intention is to deliver a very good leadership program, and the groups have typically been able to grow together quite well and enjoyed the time. Last year we had a mix of in-person and virtual, and participants still had a great experience.
So 7 fortnightly sessions commencing in March 2022, along with the program launch and graduation. These are in the evening, is that right?
Yes, so these will be held in kind of the early, late evening of on Wednesdays, fortnightly, once we have the final participant pool. Exact times will be worked out because we want, again, like saying, keep it as flexible as we can for the participant pool that we have.
Now I'm imagining there's people listening out there who've just turned off from this interview thinking, that isn't me. I could never be a community leader. What would you say to them?
I'd say everyone starts somewhere, and it's not so much about what you see yourself as now. It's about the impact that you want to do for the people around you. And if that's your primary goal, this will be a great program for you.
And I understand it doesn't matter what kind of job you're in. It doesn't even matter if you have a job at all. And it doesn't matter what age you are.
So we do, those who are over 18, the program is open for anyone there. And typically, like seeing applications from people who either live or work or volunteer within the Greater Shepparton community.
And always the way with these sorts of programs too, I find, is that you learn so much from each other.
Oh, most definitely. People come from all walks of life within our program. We're very blessed in Greater Shepparton, and with the diversity of not just backgrounds but experiences and personalities. So it's always something to learn, whether it's from directly from the facilitator or from your colleague.
Here on 1FM Live and Local, we're speaking to Josh Lee. He is the coordinator of the Greater Shepparton Community Leadership Program. So as we said, it's open for applications right now, I think until February 6th.
That's correct, until February 6th. And if anyone wants to find out more or you're still deciding, I'd encourage them to give me a call at council, or you can make an inquiry via the council website.
So you can call 5832 9700 and ask for yourself?
Yeah, ask for Josh Lee. Yeah.
Yep, and or you can email communityadmin@shepparton.vic.gov.au. Okay, what would be your best outcome from this program this year, Josh?
I think having a great graduate pool of people that we see in the, you know, the next 12 to 18 months go on and see kind of projects and outcomes that they're trying to deliver. That would be ideal. We definitely want to be able to see that impact. And we've seen more local engagement around, especially around with the COVID and response to local needs. So would certainly love to see what people are wanting to see in their communities.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for your time, Josh from Greater Shepparton City Council. And perhaps we can check in with you to see how the program is going when it's up and running.
My pleasure, Terry, and that would be great to check back in.
Thanks, Josh.
Cheers. Bye.
This is a message to all those unsinkable guys out there. You don't need to swim between the flags. Ignore those warning signs. Don't check the weather. Hop in your boat, have a few drinks, and jump in anyway.
Too right, yeah!
You might think you're unsinkable, but 4 out of 5 drownings are men. No one's unsinkable. Rethink taking risks around water. Authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne.
Station sponsor.
If the best places are the toughest to reach, the KTM 890 Adventure R is the right machine to take you there. Boasting a new engine with increased capacity and added performance, this is a serious travel-capable off-road motorcycle, ready for extreme escapes off the beaten track. With stock available now for immediate delivery, book your demo today with the GB's home of KTM, Shepparton Motorcycles. Contact Brendan and the team at Shepparton Motorcycles, Purcell Street, Shepparton, and visit shepparton.mpe.com.au. LMCT
11819. 1FM sponsor.
Looking for a new TV but can't find the big brand names in stock anywhere? TV brands like Samsung and Sony have become as rare as a unicorn. But Jason's TV has stock of genuine Samsung TVs. That's right, we have a very limited supply of Samsung TVs. We will deliver, install and set up all the smart TV functions. So if you're looking for a new TV, don't settle for what's left on the shelves. We have Samsung TVs. Order now, 0403 688 666.
1FM sponsor.
Stroke can happen to anybody at any age. The best way to help someone is to learn the signs of stroke and know how to act fast. F is for face. Has their face drooped? A is for arms. Can they lift both arms? S is for speech. Is their speech slurred? Do they understand you? T is for time. Call 000. Time is critical. If you see any of these symptoms, act fast. Learn the signs of stroke and you could save a life. Go to strokefoundation.org.au/fast to find out more.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.